everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of Bitch Breathe. Maybe I shouldn't be calling it Bitch Breathe anymore because I'm again joined by my two wise women, Sophia and Karina. We've already talked about this, that maybe we might be doing this together a whole lot more often, but there'll be more updates on that when the time comes. My name is Ricardia. As I said, I'm here with Sophia and Karina. And today we are going to talk about Corona, yes, but we're going to take stock. And what we would like to, I think, get into a little bit today is what Corona has left behind. Now, I do understand that sounds a little dramatic, but I think there's good things that could be said about this very, very strangest of times that we've hopefully been through. I hope I'm using the right tense, but we'll see. Mm. So putting that first question to you, gals, what are some of the things that you think you lost? And I know you had a very different experience from me, who was in Berlin and you were here in Sweden, but that is exactly why I would love to hear from you. What are some of the things you've left behind? Could be good, could be bad, could be ugly.
I think, to be honest, I think we're not the right ones to ask, actually, because our life this last year has been very different from our normal life, because we have just finished constructing a new house. And that process was just overall occupying all our time during that year. Well, I wouldn't say that Corona hasn't affected us, but maybe not as much as it has affected other people, to be honest. But yeah, what have we lost? We don't go out so much. We don't go out at all, actually.
And we have actually lost that we can't go to Berlin to our apartment. Yeah. I think that's actually the biggest thing for me that I lost.
Yeah, you divided your time between the two places,
yes,
really, for
yes,
a while.
Yes, you did, yes.
So I'm hoping we can start with that again. But I think
this is
maybe
hard.
Superficial,
I haven't really,
but the only problem we had was that we got really afraid when the Corona hit, that when we were supposed to build the house, that there was a lot of things that we maybe couldn't get in terms of material and so on. So we kind of got a little bit scared, but it all worked out.
In terms of Sweden in general, since you were here, do you feel like it worked out how the country went about the whole thing? I know it's early days yet to get an evaluation, but what do you think? Just speaking from a lay perspective, how do you feel how Sweden
I know that the rest of the world was looking at Sweden and thinking and also saying that,
crazy?
Are you crazy in the coconut kind of thing, you know, because we were not as strict as you were, particularly you in Berlin and in Germany and overall in Europe, I think.
You didn't even have a lockdown, did you?
I know.
No,
and
this
is something that really worries me a bit, because was it right or was it wrong? To be honest, I don't know. But as you can see right now, I think Sweden is doing well when it comes to the level of people being seriously ill. And
I mean, we're not even wearing masks here. Like me, I'm Berlin.
Exactly.
We're always wearing masks
in
the supermarket, and it's still very palpable that we're dealing with some, you know, weirdness that feels extraterrestrial in some ways.
Mind you, we did have that for a while, didn't we?
Yes, and we did have gloves on and
gloves and masks, but not for that long, actually.
But I'm really happy that we built the house during this time, this very extraordinary time. I don't think anyone has experienced it, you know, something like it. And I think that's good, because since I am the hypochondriac here in the family, I could have been occupied with the news and reading the newspapers and looking at telly and so on. But I didn't, because I didn't have the time. And I think that's very good.
So you're actually coming out of this, can I say, almost unaffected? Like, now I'm feeling like, how dare they?
Yes.
Yes. How dare they?
Oh, I know.
The only thing that I...
No, not unaffected. I have been terrified during periods, because I was the one listening to all the news.
Yes.
And I was the one...
That's why I didn't do it.
You know, for every dog walk I did, I was listening to the news and sort of trying to tell you everything that was happening.
But you don't have that anymore.
No, but I don't want to listen. Try not to listen to bad news. And in fact, I don't listen to the news at all.
Because I do.
Yeah, you do. But you also get scared. And
I
don't want to be scared.
Even now, though, I mean, we are talking sort of what COVID has left behind. Do you still feel like you're in the thick of this kind of fear?
I don't think it's over yet, you see.
I don't think we ever will get rid of it.
I think it's going to be with us for a long, long time. We just need to find a way to live with it, which we are gradually, some of
us. I feel like since I've been vaccinated, I'm not going to start a political discussion on vaccine or no vaccine, but I've felt more safe.
Yes, me too.
I don't know what's going to happen because I got vaccinated 10 years down the road. But to come here and visit you gals, an essential part was that I do that. And actually, that is something I've left behind after the COVID, is that I thought there's so much fear on such a massive scale that I can't be a part of that. Like, at some point, you just have to be like, okay, that's all the fear I can handle at this point.
Yes.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Right? And so what that's done is, it's, even though some things I still struggle with, I just recently coming from a crying session with your
We took action.
No, but what I have done, as you know, I wrote the book, The Breakup Call, the book about breakups. I've linked to it in the show notes. So I've felt that pressure, and I talked to you about this today, that I cannot do something, and it's annoying me sometimes now, that I can't do anything normal apparently now. Like now there's this, these are unprecedented times, I want to do whatever it is I still need to do in this life, and it has to be bold and brave, because I feel that's what this quality of time has asked me to be, is bold and brave. And so that's something that COVID has left behind, which I feel sort of, well, that sounds good in one way. But on the other hand,
stressful.
It's been stressful. It's been stressful to feel like there's a global crisis. You try to come out of it in terms of like, okay, what can we do? Like to do like the can-do kind of attitude. Mm-hmm. And you realize underlying it, there's always a little bit of anxiety still, though.
Of course.
And that's like a quality of time that I'm wondering, is that just going to go away?
Or? I don't.
You see, I maybe this is upsetting to hear, but I really like the state we were in here because...
The little bubble.
Yeah, the little bubble. And also, I don't have to see a lot of people and pretend that I like it.
A lot of people say that.
And also what I find was very relieving, it was all the Zoom calls, because Zoom meetings, because I think you lose so much time, especially if we live
traveling,
a little bit out.
Traveling
and parking, and you know, it takes forever if you go to a meeting because we live a little bit outside.
So you actually think that's a good thing?
I think
again, in Germany we're so sick of Zoom calls, like we're so sick of it.
And I
know a lot of people like who have like maybe social anxiety or who never wanted to show up among a whole lot of people in the first place. I've heard this a lot, but for me what I'm noticing, and keep in mind you're together, I think that's another difference.
We're living
like
together.
If you were single, I think maybe not that single people. It's not what I mean, but I think
it's different.
They require a little more interaction, maybe sometimes. It's just interesting to me that you say Zoom is such a relief, and here we're all like, oh, for crying out loud.
But you are craving it more now.
I think I am. A couple of weeks ago, I went to a congress with loads of people. I went to this congress with loads of people, and. I had the time of my life. I was just thrilled, you know. I am not the people person in this family. I could just, you know, be without people. But I can actually begin to feel that I truly enjoy being around people.
Nice.
I think we need people, other people. I mean, to...
I think we're hardwired for it.
Yes, we are. So that was a very special thing for me to do, to actually get in my car. I couldn't remember how to check into a hotel
anymore. No, I was a little worried when
like,
you were going.
Okay, how do
you
do this?
Can you manage now, sweetie?
Where is my suitcase? Do I have a suitcase?
Yeah.
What do I put in it?
I had a similar experience when I came to you guys,
really
remember?
Odd.
I was like, where are the people I ask how to get a ticket at this train station?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what am I, Alice in Wonderland? Like,
Very special experience.
Yeah. I have to remind myself that if we are going to travel somewhere, I need to have a new passport because it's expired.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
You're right.
It would be terrible to go to an airport and don't have a passport.
I must
passport.
Make a note of this.
There was something else I was supposed to say when you said, yes, you see, my father, many years ago, he is a little bit known for his dressing style because it's very, it's interesting. And one Christmas, he was opening the door in sweatpants, and he had a tie on and a shirt and jacket. And I thought that was a very strange combination. And he said, yeah, but, you know, during Christmas, you just sit and eat anyway, so nobody sees what you're wearing. And I thought that was, you know, okay, a little bit...
Less than formal.
Less than formal.
And now
also,
that's normal.
And now I find myself doing it myself. Zoom calls is like, whatever. Could be naked, but just
Zoom
wearing...
Zoom dressed.
See, I miss going to, like, an office, talking about shit that doesn't pertain to my private life. It's just about... Do the water in the water cooler needs to be replaced? Or could you get that to me by that and that time? I'm like, okay, that sounds normal. I'll do that.
Yes.
Right? And speaking of normal, actually, that was going to be one of my next questions was, have we gone back to normal? I guess for you, you've been on a bit of a hiatus. I don't even know, like, is it different for you? But for me, I feel like we've somewhat gone back to normal in Berlin, but there's still, like, an eeriness.
There is, here too, I would say. I think we are going to be divided in two groups here, or maybe all over the world. Some people don't give a shit, you know?
Is that one group?
Yes, that's one group.
They're not giving a shit group.
And the other group are sort of still cautious. They don't go near you in the supermarket, and
I don't.
They don't shake hands, and they don't hug you. And,
no,
you know.
I don't.
Oh, isn't that sad? I just said that nobody hugs you anymore. Yeah. That's kind of sad, isn't
we
it?
We do that in Berlin, though.
You do?
And I have to say, for me, to a certain degree, and I know this is going to sound a little bit maybe irresponsible, so don't do this at home, people. But for me, now that I have the vaccination and I feel safer, the question that comes up is, what kind of life are you protecting if you're no longer engaging it in a way that is healthy for you? And for me, hugs are like super important, like just physical contact in general. I'm an island girl. We like to touch people as soon as we get a chance and we think it's legal. So it's what we do. So for me, to be non-physical would be extremely difficult. It would mean foregoing a quality of life that then I ask myself, well,
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I realize that that sounds like a tremendously risky thing, speaking of entire variations of this virus. But for me, at some point, there has to be a decision. And I made that same decision back in 2001 when the towers came down and I was in the frozen zone, not too far from where it had hit. And I remember my husband and I back then, we both decided, okay, there's really two choices. We can go ahead and live in fear now. We were opening our mailboxes with rubber gloves for a while because anthrax attacks were starting to happen. We didn't know, is this correlated?
Yes.
You know, what other things are going on? And then at some point I realized, I think it was when another mom was showing me how to put on a gas mask onto my kid. That I thought,
really?
Yes, that I thought, oh, I can't do this. I realize you need to be prepared, you know, Girl Scout. But at some point, it's like you reach a threshold for how much fear you can tolerate.
Yeah.
And then you just let go.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, can't do it anymore. Right. And that's where I feel a little bit, not quite as much, a little bit now.
I think I do too, actually. I'm trying to think, when am I sort of in a risky place or position? And that's probably when you go out shopping in the supermarket. Because some people, they just pay no respect. They walk close by you and...
Like, I was in a coffee shop. It was mad crowded. People didn't seem to be going out of my way. I was like, please don't breathe on me.
Exactly.
And keep your baby out of my face. No, I'm kidding. I do get nervous. When there's a lot of people in a crowded area, I do get nervous.
Yeah,
still.
Me too.
And then I'm not hugging people on a massive scale.
Now, I think it's excellent because I've been the people person for so many years. And now I'm not anymore. So I think it's so relieving.
So maybe it's brought out our true nature in some ways?
Maybe. And
maybe
It's horrible, but I don't really see how it has affected me in a bad way.
Really?
So it's all good, you
think? You really are the only person I know. I'm not kidding. I haven't heard a single person say that.
That there are good things.
Ever. Good things, yes. But that they don't feel it has affected them in a negative way, like what you said. This I've never heard. That's amazing to me.
Yeah.
But it is, of course, insular. It's because of your building.
Yes, and I think also the people who know me, especially you, you also know that I have been struggling a little bit this year. Was it this year? No, it was last year.
Well, it's been almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years
now.
It's almost two years after
my surgery. So
it was a welcome time out almost.
Yes, and also I couldn't really focus on Corona also. I was, you know, occupied with myself a little bit.
But I mean, I think not turning inward at all at this time would, for me, a little bit like you failed to take an opportunity there.
Exactly.
Actually.
Like, yeah, that's
I
a
think
thought.
This mm-hmm. was an opportunity to mm-hmm. look inside and be like, yeah. okay, I don't know that I want all of what was before back, like you're saying now.
Exactly.
And I think it's perfectly fine to say, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad to hear it because you're my friend, of course, but also because it's been so hard to not have that around. Like anyone I called in Berlin, sometimes I thought, Jesus Christ, can I call anyone without there being more bad news other than the corona, right? So I don't thrive on people doing as badly or worse than I do myself. So that's actually I find it inspiring to not want to have everything that was before go back to that. Mm. What about you, Karina? Is there a back to normal?
Not really. Mm. Not really. I mean, I still have this fear inside of me that it will come back.
You do?
I do, yes.
But it come back, it's here.
Yeah, but I mean, come
like
back.
Like a variation of sorts.
Like a variation, like the Delta virus, like, you know, can still hit us.
Ooh, don't say that.
I didn't say that.
It can still hit us, but
I mean, it's not over.
No, I don't think it ever will be. I think we're going to have to take the shots every year.
I feel like the worst is over. I don't know if I'm telling myself stories.
I'm not sure.
Mm. I mean, none of us knows. This is one of those things where you're like, yeah, history is going to have to tell us.
Exactly.
This is everything else is speculation. Vaccine good, vaccine bad. Yeah. We don't know.
We don't know. Mm.
We just don't know. So
we'll see.
We'll get to, maybe we can tell the future.
I think the main thing that I sort of bring with me, if you look at what has this brought to me, it's more a feeling of how important people are to you or to me or to all of us. We need other people.
And there can be different answers to that. Like Sophia says, you know what, I don't need so many, which I think is perfectly legit. Mm. Me, I'm like, I can also get along with not seeing people every day. I don't need to. But I'm like, for example, I really missed you. You couldn't come to Berlin.
I know. Mm.
And that was very hard for me. Mm. Or not being able to come here because I wanted to wait for the vaccination, whatever. I agree that I don't need to see people all day, every day of varying degrees of importance to me. Because I also notice sometimes when I'm in a crowded area, it's actually, it's too much sometimes now. Mm. But I miss proximity. And just having at least the freedom that it's okay to be close to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that I don't fully have back yet. Like, I still feel like
I'm
hesitant
I mean.
When I hug my mom. I do it now because we're both vaccinated, but it's fragile.
It's still there in your mind. Yeah, I feel the same.
And especially for younger people like my son, as you know, he's 21. And then you have children who are also in their 30s. These are young. I still consider these young people.
Mm.
And I do sort of feel like it's at least nice for them that they feel like they can go back to a certain degree of closeness and study together, be in the same lecture hall together, whatever.
Yeah.
So that for me has been important.
But hey, I have a father who's not vaccinated.
Yeah.
So I think that's
decision.
Complicated. And
it
I'm going to have the talk with him. Do you know, it would be horrible if I gave him the virus.
Mm.
But it's like he doesn't see that.
No, he My father is very special, but
he's afraid
of the vaccine, and he's afraid
what it might do
of doctors and so on, I think.
He doesn't take any type of medicine, never has.
I don't think he ever had an aspirin.
Can you imagine?
No.
Never in his life?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know, but
well,
I think
also as women who have like regular pain, is like, how's that an option?
Well, it's not possible.
Not to have some sort of ibuprofen or something.
I know.
You know. So, last question, just to sort of round this up: what is one thing going forward? Let's say we are in a post-pandemic world. What is one thing you would like to see either return or change now that we've been through collective crisis? So it could be something you want to see or something you don't want to see return or renew.
I mean, this is out of my control, obviously. But one thing that really stuck with me when you have read about the pandemic, the small amount I have read about it, is that all the domestic violence has increased. And I think that's horrible. Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely horrible. And that France had a secret code for women in the emergency room.
Yeah.
I think that's horrible. Mm-hmm. And obviously, those men are not going to stop when the pandemic is over. But I really, really hope that
the visibility might increase again, that this is happening.
Yes, yes. I just feel very uneasy when I think about that.
What about you?
I just wish we could go back to traveling again. I miss traveling. I just love to travel and go places. And I don't know if I ever will have that kind of feeling of joy to do that. I think I would probably feel guilty or maybe afraid to, or I don't know. I don't think it will ever be the same to travel.
Do you really think just, so? You feel guilty?
No, but like, you know, okay, is this a stupid thing to do now? Or will there be like an outbreak in that country? Or?
But you traveled so much, so maybe...
Maybe I've had it.
Your share.
Maybe
I don't think that's how it
works. No more traveling in my
life. I think the
life.
More you travel, the more you want to travel in some ways.
Probably.
Like for me, it's not so much the being scared of getting sick, but I feel like the whole climate change debate, which shouldn't be a debate, but unfortunately it is, got amped up so much. There were so many protests and all these kids my son's age just super woke, super conscious with all of this. I can't easily take long distance flights or, you know, go to Barcelona for the weekend anymore. I don't see myself doing that. My travel, my way of traveling, like I came here by train, which I mostly did whenever I came to visit you, but still there's not going to be the weekend in Paris
flights.
Five times a year or, there's not, I don't see myself doing, it's going to be a night train to Paris, which could be romantic, but that's changed for me. Not that I wasn't aware of climate change before, but now I'm like, I couldn't do it. I feel like I'm a heathen.
You are a heathen.
Maybe I am sometimes. All right. Anyway, that was it from Bitch Bree. Thank you, Sophia. Thank you, Karina, for being here. And we'll hear from you next time, hopefully. If you want to write to us, it's bitchbreathe@gmail.com. The I in bitch was a number.
One.
Yay! Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. Sending love.
See you soon again.
See you. Bye.
See you.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Awesome.